With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is giving a green light to microchip maker NVIDIA to sell advanced AI chips to China. The move is an about-face amid national security concerns, although the president says that national security will be safeguarded, with the H200 chips being sold to pre-approved customers. NVIDIA's top-of-the-line Blackwell series of chips not authorized for sale to China. The president will address the affordability issue when he visits Mount Pocono, northeast Pennsylvania, later today. The president says his economic program is already starting to work with inflation way down. Later today, Federal Reserve policymakers open a two-day meeting at which they're expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate cut. President Trump has announced a $12 billion farm aid package to help producers impacted by low crop prices and higher tariffs.
Farmers are an indispensable national asset, part of the backbone of America. I've always felt it so strongly. They're so important. Unfortunately, under sleepy Joe Biden, he's a sleepy guy, our farmers were crushed by the worst inflation in modern history and crippling restrictions on energy, water.
The Supreme Court appears ready to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies.
During oral arguments, the High Court's conservative majority signaled support for President Trump's firing of board members from federal agencies. Such a ruling would overturn a unanimous 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire such members. Liberal justices warned that a ruling sought by the administration would give the president massive, unchecked, uncontrolled power. The Supreme Court is expected to rule by the end of June. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 27 points. This is SRN News. A Missouri lawmaker takes on transgenderism.
Republican State Senator Joe Nicola has introduced a bill that would bar teachers and other public school officials from helping children live as the opposite sex. The legislation states that school employees are forbidden, quote, from encouraging minor students in their social transition, defined as engaging in certain activities with the goal of helping a student become perceived as a member of the opposite biological sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
A debate is raging in Australia over auto insurance discounts for so-called non-binary people. Insurers traditionally charge young male drivers more than females because they have more accidents. But as Australian companies add non-binary as an option in their quoting system, customers say the algorithm appears to treat non-binary applicants as lower risk, sometimes even below female rates for auto insurance. This can lead to differences of hundreds of dollars in premiums. SRN News. This year's finalists for the top individual award in college football are official.
Without further ado, the winner of this year's Heisman Trophy is
Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin are the finalists for the Heisman Trophy given to the top player in college football. The Heisman Trophy Trust announced this year's four finalists Monday night. They are invited to New York for the award presentation Saturday night. Mendoza and Sayin lead teams ranked numbers 1 and 2 in the college football playoffs 12-team bracket. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Warner Brothers Discovery's friendly agreement to sell itself to Netflix has been upended by a hostile actor. Paramount has made Warner shareholders a higher offer, touching off what's likely to be a lengthy fight, the latest episode of media industry consolidation. More details at srnnews.com.